Okay, so we're gonna continue from yesterday. We're gonna chazer a little bit. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna chazer the part which I think are gonna be important for carrying over to today. It's Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the seven lines in the bottom. So the basic thing was is you have the haftarah. Okay, and I'm really gonna review the svara for one shita. Okay, because that's the one that becomes relevant now. But the Gemara wants to know. So you have the haftarah, which is the guy who reads from the Navi. And then you have Maftir. Okay, you have Maftir. He also reads. The halacha definitely is the guy who gets off Torah has to get an aliyah from the Torah first. And the question was, Pshat, was does he count as one of the seven aliyahs of Shabbos? Or do you say, no, he doesn't count? Rather, you have to have seven aliyahs first, then you have the Maftir and the Haftorah. Okay, that was the worst question. So the svara we said for the fact that he wouldn't count, that he does not count, is as follows. Is that you have two institutions. There's an institution of Kriyas HaTorah, that's one institution, and that halacha is you need seven olam for Kriyas HaTorah. And there's another institution called Kriyas HaHaftorah, Kriya of the Navi. Two separate things. Now the halacha is that you can't just look, it can't appear that there are two equal institutions, Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaNavi, because the Torah is primary. Torah is everything. Everything emerges in the Torah. So the way you do that is that you show is that the institution of Kriyas HaTorah, he must begin with Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, in other words, he can only read from the Navi if he first reads from the Torah and then continues in the Navi, and thereby indicates that the Torah is primary. So in other words, you have the Kriyas HaTorah is
Irving.
Okay. So you have the Kriyas HaTorah first. You have the seven aliyahs first. Then you're about to read from the Haftorah, but to show that Haftorah is secondary to Torah is you intro, there's an intro to the to Haftorah, which is Kriyas HaTorah. But that intro is part of the Haftorah. It's part of the Haftorah. It can't be part of your seven aliyahs. The seven aliyahs on Shabbos are independently, you have to have seven aliyahs. Separate thing, you have to have seven aliyahs. This whole thing has to be a laning with no other purpose than being an intro to the Haftorah. And this way it shows, it demonstrates, what's this aliyah for? Oh, it's showing that the Haftorah, the Navi, follows from the Divrei Torah. Okay, so that's why you can't count. It's a separate aliyah. Okay? It's kind of... Okay, so that was as far to say that it doesn't count. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to know... So once the other svara held, no, it could count. I mean, basically, the story said is that the Haftorah is like an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah. You read the Kriyas HaTorah, and then the Haftorah, the same guy who finishes, does the Haftorah. So it's like that demonstrates the fact that it's an extension shows that the Navi is secondary. So it's an extension, so it doesn't have to be a separate aliyah. So the last guy who gets the aliyah segues into the Haftorah, so it could be part of the original seven. Okay, but... Yeah, no, the other side is that the way in which you demonstrate the Kavod HaTorah, that the Torah is primary, is that the Haftorah is an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. How do you manifest that it's an extension? It's not its own thing, it's an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. That's manifested by the fact that the guy who does the Haftorah is the completer of the Kriyas HaTorah. So since the seventh guy, it has to be done by the last guy who does Kriyas HaTorah. Why does it have to be done by him? Why can't someone else do it? Oh, because it's not a separate thing. It's an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah, so it must be done by the guy who did the last aliyah. So that illustrates the fact that it has to be done by the same guy illustrates that it's an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. And since it's an extension, that's Kavod HaTorah. So the question is, how do you show the Kavod HaTorah? Is it that it's an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah? So then it could be even the seventh guy. You don't need an extra aliyah. Or no, it's not an extension. They're two separate institutions. There's Kriyas HaTorah and there's Haftorah. But the Haftorah guy has to begin with a Kriya from the Torah to show the significance of Torah. But if that's the case, then it has to be a separate aliyah. It has to begin with a separate Kriyas HaTorah is done. Now we're up to Haftorah, but he begins, he starts early. And he reads the Torah first. Okay? With Olaf from it, the bottom line is, what's relevant for us, you end up having these two shitas. Do you have seven plus Maftir? Or do you just have the Maftir could be the one of the seven? Okay? So, bottom line, do you have seven aliyahs? Or eight, kind of, right? But not really eight, it's just seven plus an eighth one, which is the intro to the Maftir, to the Haftorah. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to prove it. Gemara wants to prove it, because the halacha is... What?
I'm not sure if this is... You
The question now is how many psukim do you have in the Haftarah? So the Braisa says that you have 21. Why 21? Because there are seven aliyahs in the Torah. It's supposed to reflect, it's supposed to mirror the Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah has seven aliyahs, three psukim each. So 7 times 3 is 21. Okay, so therefore you say the Haftarah also has to have 21 psukim, minimally. Okay, so we say, oh, so wait a second. That's very good if you hold that you have seven aliyahs altogether. But if you have seven plus a maftir, so it turns out you really have eight aliyahs. Right? You have seven aliyahs plus the maftir, it's eighth aliyah. So you have to have eight aliyahs. So 8 times 3 is 24. So you should have to have 24 psukim. So 24 psukim. So that's a kasha on the sheet that holds that it's seven plus the maftir. That's what the Gemara answers, and that's exactly what he's saying. This is the Havmin, it's difficult. The Gemara answers what Aaron says, is that, yeah, but this eighth aliyah isn't really Kriyas HaTorah. The eighth aliyah is part of the Haftorah. It's the maftir. So you don't count that. No, that's what he says. That's what Gemara says. That since that last layer comes for Kavara Torah, it's not part of the institution of Kriyas Torah, you don't need the Haftorah to be connected to that. They want the Haftorah to the number of Pesukim in the Torah to be connected to the Kriyas Torah, and the Kriyas Torah is only seven aliyahs. This eighth thing which you added was an extraneous thing, because in order to start the Haftorah, you have to start with the Kriyas and the Pesukim in the Torah. But but why should it be that the Haftorah doesn't have to be commensurate with those Pesukim? And that's basically what the Gemara answers. So the problem is, what was the Havamina? It's too simple, right? I mean, the answer shouldn't come instantaneously. I mean, the Gemara has a question. It must be the Gemara is bothered by something. Right? So that's really what our question is. What's the Havamina's Moskana here? Why would I think, so that's our question, why would the Gemara think that you should have 24 psukim? 8 times 3, that the Haftorah has to have 24 psukim, because it has to be commensurate with the psukim of the Torah, of the Kriyas HaTorah. But that's not Kriyas HaTorah, that's a separate thing. The Kriyas HaTorah was really only 7 aliyahs. 7 times 3 should be 21, so what was the Gemara's Havamina in the first place? Together the Kriyas HaTorah had 21 psukim, so you say the Maftir, the Navi has 21 psukim. So there's a shear of the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriya of the Haftorah, is commensurate with the number of psukim in that day's laning. So it's true, that day's laning took place through 7 times 3, but the bottom line is, there's 7 separate aliyahs, but the laning of the day had 21 psukim, so the Haftorah of the day should have 21 psukim, and that reflects that these are really parallel institutions. It's not a separate institution. The question still is, why would you think there has to be 24? Why would you think you have to have 7 plus, 8 aliyahs times 3? It's 7, 21, it makes sense. 24 is where, why would you need that extra, to be commensurate with that extra thing? That's not really part of the laning.
Say this phenomena of...
Like, for instance, if today, right now, I could read Psukim in the Navi. I'm not doing Haftorah, I'm reading Psukim in the Navi. I'm reading Psukim in the Navi. Now, of course, they're a Chiyuv now, but as the bottom line is, yeah, it's like, okay, Lima Torah, right, I'm reading Psukim in the Torah.
Otherwise,
right.
It sounded too religious.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just reading, right, it's like Lima Lima Torah. Yeah. So what's the pshat? Is it pshat, is that the Divrei, within Talmud Torah, the Torah is primary, Chumash is primary, and Navi is secondary. And therefore, if you have a Chiyuv of Kriyas Psukim in the Navi, so the number of psukim in the Navi must reflect the number of psukim that I read from the Torah, from Torah's Moshe. Okay, in other words, since the Divrei Navi are an expansion on the Divrei Torah, on the Divrei Torah's Moshe, so when I have a reading of Kriya, of reading of psukim from the Navi, it must mirror the number of psukim that I must read from the Torah, from Torah's Moshe. Okay?
Why does that have to?
Because you want to reflect that it's parallel, that the Navi is built on the Torah. So the Navi is built on the Torah is that the number of psukim mirror the Torah, so it shows that the Navi comes from the Torah. There's like a parallelism. It's built on the Torah. So how many psukim do I have to read from the Navi? Well, how many psukim did I have to read from the Torah? So if I had to read 24 psukim from the Torah, so I have to read 24 psukim from the Navi. I don't care whether the 24 psukim that I read are part of the institution of Kriyas HaTorah or their institution of Maftir. The bottom line is, in terms of Kriyas Psukim of the Divrei Torah, how many Psukim did I have to read from Torah's Moshe? I had to read 24 Psukim from Torah's Moshe, so therefore I have to read 24 Psukim from the Divrei Navi. Now it's an idea of like how many Psukim in the Torah am I obligated to read? Versus, maybe I'll come back again, but the Maskana, I'm just going to go back and forth a few times, the Maskana is that it's the halachic institution of Kriyas HaTorah has to reflect the number of psukim has to reflect the halachic institution of Kriyas HaTorah. The two parallel institutions, Kriyas Torah and Haf Torah, and the Haf Torah is connected to the institution of Kriyas HaTorah. And the institution of Kriyas HaTorah is how many psukim? 21 psukim. Because the maftir is extraneous. The halachic institution of Kriyas HaTorah is 21 psukim. So the Kriyas Haf Torah has to have 21 psukim. Okay? So if you say that it's the institution of Haftorah has to reflect the institution of Kriyas HaTorah, then all we care about is the conceptual institution of Kriyas HaTorah, which is only 21. Add-ons are separate. So an add-on, the Maftir is a separate add-on. But the conceptual institution of Kriyas HaTorah is only 21, so you only need 21 in Haftorah. But the Havamina wasn't looking at the conceptual institution of Kriyas HaTorah, it was looking about the Chiv Kriyas Psukim from Torah Shebuchsav, from Torah. So since I was obligated to read 24 Psukim from Torah Shebuchsav, from Torah's Moshe, seven from this, three from that. Who cares? Mama said I had to read 24 psukim. I'm chayiv to read 24 psukim from Torah's Moshe, so I have to read 24 psukim from the Navi. Zamina looked at it in terms of the chiv kriyas psukim. Chiv kriyas psukim of the Torah has to be commensurate with chiv psukim of the Navi. But the Kamash Milan, it's not a din in the kriyas psukim of Torah Shulchan and Torah Shabbat Peh of Torah Shulchan and Torah Navi. Rather, it's the institution of kriyas HaTorah, which are commensurate with the institution of the Maftir, of the Haftorah. And since the Maftir is really not part of the institution of Kriyas HaTorah, it's a separate thing, it's because of Kavod HaTorah, so therefore it doesn't count. But even the Haftorah would say it doesn't mean however many psukim you actually read. You actually read, you don't care about it. The question is how many psukim are you chayiv to read? So you're chayiv to read 24 psukim. Now I said the last three are extraneous, who cares? But in terms of reading Torah's Moshe, I'm obligated to read 24 psukim in Torah's Moshe, so I have to read 24 psukim in the Navi.
Yeah.
Now you have a next question is like this, is that the Gemara asks that, wait a second, is it true that you have to have 21 psukim? Let's go back on this thing. It's not really true. It's a nice idea, it's a nice theory, but I don't believe you. There's Haftorah from Yirmiyahu, I'm not sure what parsha it's on. But that Haftorah, the Lohavin Esther Mechad, it's not 21 psukim. Vikarina, and we read it. So it's very nice to claim that you really always need 21 psukim, but it's just not true. Take a look. And if you're looking at Haftorahs, if you look, we don't always read 21 psukim.
Less than 21.
So that's a kasha, right? It's a nice theory. The Brisa says you always have to have 21, but it's just not true. Right? Just check the facts, right? It's like you talk about the thing all day long, but you check it out, it's just not true. Right? Does it say there which Haftorah it is? What does it say?
It'll say
in
that one.
There's the Haftorah of Eder All Offerings, which is this a Torah around the Shabbos of Parshas Tzav, containing only 17 verses from Yirmiyahu.
How many?
17.
Tough break. Almost made the cut, but it doesn't have 21, so you have the 17. So Parshas Tzav. But I think ours we have more than that. And you have a lot of Haftorahs. I mean, some are even short, very short. So it's just the way it has to work. So the Gemara answers, Shiny Hassan, the Salik and Yana. It's different because you finished the Inyan. You finished the theme. You're reading a theme in the Navi, and the theme was over, so that's it. So you don't have to read more. Okay, so what's. Aaron has a problem. Aaron doesn't like it. What's the problem?
Well, you're saying read more.
No.
No,
read. That's it.
So you say.
It reflects the Torah, the Indian of the parsha that you just read.
But that's not how it goes. It's got to represent the Torah.
Right. Problem is, yeah, but it says, you know, you have to read 21. So why? You finish Indian, do another Indian. But what do you mean? But it's. Why not? The Nozalach is. Okay, so here's this. So the thing is that it doesn't say anywhere is that it has to be that you're it's reflecting the exact thing that you're reading. Doesn't say that. For instance, like on Machar Chodesh, let's say. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. We read Machar Chodesh. Now that doesn't reflect, that could be any parsha, the Sedra and the Torah. So it doesn't seem like intrinsically the Haftorah, the topic of the Haftorah has to mirror the topic of this parsha Sashavua. It's the way it reflects the Kriyas HaTorah is in the number of psukim.
Also, I'd say that's just a separate din than
that. What?
Well, typically, you're Machar Chodesh, example.
No, but I'm saying is that you're right. But Machachot, does Machachot have 21 psukim? I don't know if it does, but it doesn't have to.
Right.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of times that we read it. Like, let's say when it comes close to Tisha B'Av, we read Haftorah Zekanei Tisha B'Av. There's no halacha. It's not brought down that the Haftorah has to be reflecting the same as the Torah, the Kriyas HaTorah of that day. It's look, you don't choose arbitrarily, so usually what are we going to pick? So we pick something that's related to the parsha. But if there's some other thing going on in the day, then we do HaTorah which is related to the day. To, you know, so it's not intrinsically has to reflect the Kriyas HaTorah. So it doesn't reflect it through the theme of the Pesukim.
Right.
But he's just saying, is look, there's a need for 21. You have to do 21. But look, we finished the theme. So the question is, okay, fine, so you finished the theme. Big deal. But you don't have 21. I mean, is there a shear? I mean, doesn't the shear 21? If the shear is 21, then you have to reflect Kriyas HaTorah. So it's 21. So then the shear should be 21. Whoever hears it, well, we're done. So let's just stop. But bottom line is, you didn't get the shear. Right? Problem. Right, Aaron, this is your problem, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. How many psukim do you need to have in Kriyas HaTorah? I'm laning. Every laning. What's the minimum amount of Kriyas HaTorah? Not Shabbos. Any laning. What's the minimum amount of
Pesukim?
Pesukim.
Three, no?
Well, any one Aliyah, but in the entire laning.
Nine.
Ten. Ezra set up, you need 10 Pesukim. You shouldn't have less than 10 Pesukim. Okay, you're kind of right, but hold on a second. Ezra Takana says you should not have less than 10 Pesukim. Three, four, whatever, right? Even though each Aliyah has to be three, but it has to be at least three in each Aliyah, but Ezra Takana says it has to be at least 10 Pesukim.
Okay.
How many Pesukim do we lane on Purim? How many Pesukim do we land on Purim?
Nine.
We have Amalek.
Yeah, that's
nine. Nine. We're reading about, laning is about Amalek, and how many Pesukim are there in Amalek? Only nine. We don't have 10 Pesukim, it's only nine. So you say, oh, so look, we finished the Inyan. So you have a parallel to this in Kriyas HaTorah also. You say, well, nine, we finished the Inyan. So the question is, what do you mean? But the halacha is you need 10. As I said, you can't less than 10. So now we have 9, so we finished the Inyan. Okay, very nice, we finished the Inyan. But the point is, there's a shear of 10.
If you don't finish the Inyan.
If you don't finish the Inyan, you're allowed to have 10. Stop at 10.
And for example, you could read one pasuk again.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, read another pasuk. Read the next pasuk in the beginning of the next parsha. Big deal. If the halacha is 10, you have the halacha is 10.
Yeah, but then you have a problem. You started in Inyan.
Fine, so start another one, so stop. Yeah, whatever, repeat, whatever it is, whatever you want to do. But just get 10 psukim. It's the same problem here. The Navi, if the Haftorah needs 20 psukim, in other words, it's 20 psukim. You have to reflect the Kriyas Torah. But the Gemara says, if you finish an Indian, you're allowed to stop early. But then the question is, where is the shear? Then your shear, you're not reflecting the Torah, the shear is 21. So what kind of shear is this? It's a very loose kind of shear. So the last question again, the Gemara also says, if there's Tirgum, there's a Meturgum on, then also you don't need 21. You can just stop at 10. Why? Because Tirchot the Tzibor. So there's, yeah, but Tirchot the Tzibor is very nice, but the halacha is you have a share of 21, you have a share of 21, so they'll let them be Tirchot a little bit. So the whole share of 21 is off. 21, unless you finish anything, you don't need 21. Unless it's Tirchot the Tzibor, then also you don't need 21. So what kind of share of 21? I mean, it's like a funny kind of share that almost never applies. How many Baftorahs end up having 21 Psukim? So the thing like this, that the halacha is that there are two parts of this, but let me start with the easier part, is that it's not a halacha that intrinsically you need 21. Okay, see, the problem is like this, is that you can't just start reading from the Navi and just say, yeah, I'm done. I had enough. I'm tired. Okay, that you can't do. In other words, you got it when you, once the halacha of Torah is, they set up to read from the Navi. But the halacha is that you can't just have like a purposeful stop. You have to stop now because there's a reason to stop. You need a reason to stop. Okay, you can't just say I'm stopping because I'm tired. Okay, so what's the reason to stop? So he says you could stop when you reflect at 21 psukim, because 21 psukim is a number which reflects the idea of Haftorah, which is connected to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah 7 times 3. So that allows you to stop. It's like a matir to stop. Is that you're stopping at a number of psukim that reflect the nature of Haftorah. So I'm stopping once I have 21. 21 is a shear. That's the idea of the shear, is that you can't just stop abruptly. But you need to stop at you're stopping because you're reflecting the number which brings to mind the concept. So if that's the case, then the Selik and Yana is also a matir to stop. And as I'm stopping because I finished the theme, it's a natural stopping point. See, if you're not at a natural stopping point, you say, why are you stopping? You can't just stop. Oh, 21, I'm stopping because I'm reflecting the nature of Haftorah. So then that's why I'm stopping. But if it's Selik and Yana, so that allows me to stop. I can stop now because I've already reached a valid stopping point. There's a natural stopping point. So I don't have to go all the way to 21 to reflect that idea. I'm stopping now because there's a significant reason to stop now. It's a break. Okay, and also, Sitircha de Tzibor is also a matir stop. See, because you really, there's not a halacha that intrinsically you need 21. The problem is you can't just decide, I want to stop now. So, but if you're doing it because of Tircha de Tzibor, the Tzibor is going to look at the Torah negatively, so then that allows you to stop. So that allows you to stop. So the problem is not that you need 21 intrinsically, is halacha is that you need a halacha, you need an idea to stop. In order to stop, you need a matir. You need to stop at a significant point. So either you can stop at a real stopping point, or you can stop because of the tzibor, or you can stop because you have 21, which is reflects the nature of Kriyas HaTorah. So when we say the thing is like this, there's another side of it, is that we say that the Kriyas HaTorah, the rust reflect a number of psukim in the Torah, it doesn't mean when every action of reading the HaTorah has to reflect the Kriyas HaTorah. Doesn't mean like my Maisa Kriyas HaTorah, because when I read 13 psukim, it's how's that reflecting Kriyas HaTorah? But it's halacha that the institution of HaTorah, built into the system of Kriyas HaTorah, is a reflection of Kriyas HaTorah. And the way it does that is because the number of psukim that allow me to stop is 21, which is commensurate to Kriyas HaTorah. So, but it doesn't mean every single case has that. It's just an idea that if you want to say, well, when they set up a shira, what number of psukim allows you to stop? Oh, the number of psukim that reflects the Kriyas HaTorah. But that's only one thing that could reflect you to stop, that I've read enough psukim. But it could also allow me to stop because I finished the Inyan. That also allows me to stop. Another way to stop is Ketircha de Tzibor. That the whole thing is I'm trying to be involved in the Torah. If the Tzibor looks down at the Navi, looks down at the Torah, then that's also going to be so it's the idea is that it's more halacha, not that you need 20 psukim, it's that you can't stop without a reason. Because the whole idea of not stopping purposely is the idea of Kavod HaTorah. So it's an idea of showing is that I want to be involved in the Kriyas HaTorah. And I don't just stop arbitrarily. So that's like an idea. And that's good for a guy at a level. For a guy who appreciates Torah to say, oh, that brings to mind the concept that you should really always want to continually be learning Torah. But if you have a tzibor who's not at that level and they're going to be annoyed that this thing is just getting too much and they're going to hate the Torah because of that, so then it's going to be self-defeating. So because they're going to, it's not going to accomplish having them like the Torah, it's getting overwhelming, they're doing the Torah Gemara also, it just gets so long. So then the matir to stop is that the tzibor is going to be, and it's going to get too much of the tzibor if I keep going. So once you're doing tirgum, the tzibor is already feeling this is so much. So therefore, the matir is to do the minimum amount. Because the matir to stop is we've done the minimum amount, and the tzibor is going to get annoyed if we do more than that. And that's the greatest kavod Torah, is not to spoil the Torah for the tzibor. But if the tzibor isn't whatever, you're not doing tirgum, so you just do 21. The tzibor can handle that. So then the number should reflect the minimum psukim. Should reflect the number of psukim because of the Torah. Yeah. They will learn, the Torah and the Ron learn that you really need 21, and when you have a Tergumon, you have 10 psukim times 2, each one's doubled for the Tergumon, and then the last pasuk you repeat again from the Torah, from the Navi. So you have 21. So they hold you always need 21. But it's not 21 psukim, it's like 21 Maisa Kriyas or whatever, you know, you can include the Tergum. Which is also fine, because it's not, if it's intrinsically a Shira in the Kriyas of the Navi, then you should have the 21 in the Navi. But if it's just an idea that your stopping has to reflect an idea, reflects the idea of 21 from the Kriyas HaTorah, because the Tirgum could also be included. It's sufficient to manifest the idea of 21, which is to reflect the Kriyas HaTorah. Tirgum could also reflect that idea. You know, but if it's intrinsically a shear of Kriyas Psukim, then it's very nice to reflect the idea, but it's not a shear. A shear is a shear is a shear, you need 21 Psukim. But if it's not intrinsically a shear, just that you have to manifest the link to Kriyas HaTorah, so then manifest that even through the Navi also. Through the Tirgum also. Okay? Okay? Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so I'll have them call you in a minute when we get on their way. Okay, yeah. Okay, what's going on here?